And stress is rippling throughout eastern Afghanistan. Multiple suicide bombers have attacked government buildings in eastern Afghanistan. The Associated Press is reporting or quoting an interior ministry spokesman by the name of Zamiri Bashari saying, we don't know about casualties, but another sign of the stress and the tension in the Afghanistan battlefield. And the Pentagon announced yesterday that it's replacing the top American commander in Afghanistan. Here's Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who made the announcement yesterday.
After consultation with the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Commander of Central Command, and with the approval of the President, I have asked for the resignation of General David McKiernan. He will remain in command of both ISAF and U.S. Forces Afghanistan until such time as relief can be nominated and confirmed.
Without getting too much into the acronyms there, Gates' choice to replace McKiernan is Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal. He's a former Special Operations Commander. Joining us now is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. Gardner has taught strategy and military operations at the National War College. Good morning, Colonel, and help me to understand what this means here.
It's a big deal. It's a major decision that reflects... let me say a couple historical things about this. Normally, you don't replace commanders during combat. One of the reasons you don't is because it has an effect on the troops. The troops will interpret this or question, is this because I'm not doing a good job? That's the first thing. The second thing is, normally commanders are replaced because their strategy is bad. In this case, he is being replaced because of the Washington-based strategy.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second. He's been on for less than a year, right?
Yes. I think what we're seeing is the White House believes they have 2 years in Afghanistan to get things sorted out before they lose public support and European support. The real question is whether or not an insurgency can be fought under a timeline like that.
Well, I want to talk about the tension in the Pentagon between the sort of special ops insurgency gang and this kind of traditional army gang in a moment. But you know, Bob Gates is known as a kind of a quiet, incremental systems guy, friend of everyone in the Pentagon. Do you think this is out of character for him to do this, and maybe he was directed from the White House?
Well, I don't. The way he talked about it, it seems as if it were a collective decision.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to name everybody. That may be to push the blame around. But I think it reflects their concern that the Afghan strategy is not going to work. And they're trying to do everything they can. A fascinating article in a Canadian paper this morning. The commander of Canadian troops praised McKiernan for being the kind of person we needed in this kind of job. The significance of this is that this is the Americans who seem to be going their own way. You know, this is a NATO fight, but more and more it is a Washington-based fight, and that's going to mean we're going to lose support from the NATO allies as we go forward.
Well, Colonel Sam Gardner, retired from the National War College, you're speaking to us from Washington, D.C. Just want to remind our listeners, and we're going to hold you into the next segment. But before we end this segment, you know, this is not the first time that the magic answer to battlefield problems is more special ops. Rumsfeld did that again and again in Iraq and even in the initial, invasion of Afghanistan. Is this the kind of thing that produces tension within the Pentagon?
I'm not sure it does. I think it's more. The strategy is clear. There was a White House review, a Central Command review, and the U.S. strategy has these three pillars: the military security part, making governance work, and then building development. So there's a long range vision for Afghanistan. I think that's going to stay. I think they were looking not making the tension between special operations and regular, but they were looking for someone who probably had a can-do attitude when one ought to be cautious about can-do. This may be a can't-do, but they wanted someone who would say, I can do it.
So he's the exit strategy guy? That's a potential headline here.
Yeah, no, he's the guy who says, well, I think it'll work. McKiernan may have been cautious.
One
of the objectives they had was to do this militia-based strategy, which is to build not Afghan forces, but militias in the smaller areas.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about this nation building idea when we come back. We're going to go away for just a moment. Retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner is with us. He's taught strategy and military operations at the National War College. We are talking about the replacement of General David McKiernan in Afghanistan and what that means for nation building and the development of forces in Afghanistan. Colonel, stay with us. Continuing with retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, who taught strategy and military operations at the National War College. He joins us from Washington to talk about the replacement announced yesterday of General David McKiernan in Afghanistan by Secretary Robert Gates Choice. He's the Secretary of Defense, Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal, to command Afghan operations, is a former special operations commander. So before we go, Colonel Gardner, is it fair to say that you believe this appointment or this change is a sign that Gates and the Obama administration want U.S. forces to be more aggressive, more go it alone, in addition to the nation building that was already going on there?
I think that will be the consequence of it, because in Secretary Gates' discussion yesterday, he never mentioned the NATO allies. He never mentioned that this was discussed with them. He never mentioned the trust that McKiernan had built with the NATO commanders that were there. This was about American strategy, and that's about moving in a direction that is going to cause less or give us less support.
Now, that's a huge change, if I'm reading you correctly, because the Bush administration was meticulous about saying coalition. Every other word was coalition, our NATO allies, coalition, getting other troops to be in theater. Are we moving away from that?
Well, I think the need to hurry is causing a frustration that is forcing the movement away from that. You know, when President Obama visited the Pentagon and talked about Afghanistan, he asked the assembled military leadership, what's the end game in Afghanistan? He didn't get a very good answer. I'm not sure we have a good answer. The current selection of McKiernan to deal with the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda doesn't produce an end state. We don't seem to have a vision for end state, only a vision for what we want Afghanistan not to be. That's not a great end state.
Last question, Colonel. I'm a special ops lieutenant on the ground outside of Kabul. This is my second deployment. I've heard this news. Am I a happy camper or not?
You probably are, because it reinforces what you have done. If you're a regular troop, you probably feel a little down by it. What have we done wrong? Have we been betrayed? Is this more of Gates' irregular warfare? Where are we going? Do we have an end state?
All right. A great takeaway there. Retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner joining us from Washington, D.C. He taught strategy and military operations at the National War College, talking about the change of command in Afghanistan.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.